baby. Hasta la vista, baby.
Thank you. listening to CITR 101.9. This is the Pop Drones Show. I'm your host, Mark Richardson. It's 10 after 10 in the morning. That was Night Jewel with What Did He Say off her brand new LP. Just ahead of that was Grouper with a brand new 7-inch on the IOG label. That was an untitled track taken from a 3-inch CDR released back in 2005, back when our little Grouper was kind of under the radar at that time, releasing things kind of on the sly. Now it's quite difficult to get some of her stuff. We've got a whole whack of new stuff to play for you, so we're going to get that going with a brand new Magic Markers track here from their self-released CDR of outtakes from their brand new LP on the Drag City label, Balf Quarry. This is Magic Markers.
Thank you.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That's a brand new track by Little Claw on their Ecstatic Peace CD, which has just dropped. The album's called Human Taste. You should be able to grab that one anywhere right now. The LP will be coming pretty soon. That one should be released by Not Not Fun sometime by the end of the month. By the end of August, I mean. That one should be pretty good. I'm pretty excited for that. The whole album sounds really good. I can't wait to see what that LP looks like. Just ahead of that was Magic Markers with an untitled track from Shame Mask CDR, self-release CDR of demos from the Balf Quarry LP that was just released on Drag City. And just ahead of that was Night Jewel with What Did He Say off her brand new LP, Good Evening. And Grouper ahead of that. Right now we got some pretty sweet new garage here for you. Going to start off the set with some Nerve City. This is Patience as a Virtue by Nerve City.
Yeah. makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia. Last batch of tracks, a whole bunch of new Sweet Garage stuff. Cave Weddings, Bring Your Love. Cave Weddings from Albany, New York. That one was released on the Hozak label. And same with the one prior to that, which was the Smith Westerns with Dreams. Brand new LP. Hozak's first LP for the year, and a couple more coming from them. Ahead of that was Fresh and Only's with Red Light, Green Light off of a brand new cassette on the Fuck It Tapes label, which is a subsidiary of Woodsist. Woodsist being on quite the roll right now. I believe that was actually only a cassette that you could get at the Captured Tracks Woodsist Festival. I managed to snag one from the label. He might still have a few left. I would hit them up. Woodsist, get a hold of that one. Only 200 copies out there. And then starting off the set was Nerve City from Florida with a brand new 10-inch on Kill Shaman. That was Patience as a Virtue. Coming up next, we've got a whole bunch of new Ty Siegel action, and we're actually going to start that off with the OC's Ty Siegel split. OC's song being The Drag, taken from Ty Siegel's self-titled LP from last year. This is the OCs with The Drag, and then we got a whole bunch of Ty Siegel following that one up.
Thank you. Festival is a Vancouver-based cultural exposé focused on bringing together over 100 musicians, comedians, and artists from across North America. The four-day Olio Festival goes from August 13th to 16th, 2009, and will feature over 20 events, including concerts, comedy shows, and art openings. Go to www.oliofestival.com, that's OLIOfestival.com, for more details and check out the amazingly diverse lineup. All access Olio Festival passes are available online at www.oliofestival.com or Zulu, Scratch, Beat Street, and Red Cat Records.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That was a whole bunch of Ty Siegel you just heard there. Last two tracks taken from his split with Black Time. That was on the Telephone Explosion label, which I believe was based out of Montreal. Ahead of that was a Sense taken from a brand new 7-inch on Goner. Goner released his brand new LP, Lemons, which we didn't hear anything from today. We played some of that last week and probably playing some of that down the road. But he has so many 7-inches out right now and splits that we don't even need to play his brand new full-length LP. Just ahead of the Sense 7-inch was Universal Mama, taken from his True Panther Sounds 7-inch. And ahead of that was the OCs with The Drag, which is a Ty Siegel cover. And that being a split with Ty Siegel himself, released on Castle Face Records. Right now, we got some Pink Noise for you, a brand new LP on Almost Ready, and a whole bunch of other gnarly garage stuff. Don't worry, drone heads, noise heads, we got a whole bunch of that stuff coming up later in the show. Right now, this is Pink Noise with Buzzsaw. Thank you.
Yeah!
back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That was Blank Dogs with Ages Ago, taken from the what's that called? The World Is Lousy with Ideas, Volume 8, taken from Almost Ready compilation. Amazing compilation of kind of who's who in garage rock right now. Vivian Girls, Times New Viking, Intelligence, Sick Alps, OCs, Tyvek, and a few others. An amazing compilation, Silkscreen Covers. That one's going to go quickly. Just came out a month or two ago. I would pick that one up. All those tracks are exclusive, and that Blank Dogs track you heard there is on it. That's probably, in my humble opinion, and I've been listening to Blank Dogs for a couple years now, that's probably the best Blank Dogs song I've heard. I think that might be my favorite. And that's saying a lot. Just ahead of that was Amen Dunes from New York City. Actually, I think he's living in China right now, somewhere in China, Beijing, I believe. Amen Dunes, one man, weirdo garage type guy. That was By the Bridle off his full-length LP on the Locust label. That's called Dia, D-I-A. And just ahead of that was a local band, The Beelines, with Social Retard off their brand new 7-inch on Nominal Records. Just ahead of that was Blank Time with Glass Shatters off their split with Ty Siegel. We heard a couple of those Ty Siegel tracks on the other side a little earlier today. And then we had Pink Noise with Buzzsaw off their brand new Alpha LP, also on Almost Ready. Right now we got some Moon Duo here. This is a side project from one or two of the members from Wooden Ships, I believe, possibly just the rhythm section. This is Moon Duo, brand new 12-inch, getting harder and harder to find. I would try Aquarius Records or a few of your favorite sources of underground consumption. This is Moon Duo.
thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That last track was Blues Control, some brand new LP on Silk Breeze called Local Flavor. That track was called, what was that track called? The very first track on the album. Hold on. Good morning. Good morning. It is Blues Control. That was brand new. Just came through the mail the other day. Looking like record of the year, actually. That's dynamite stuff. Kurt Vile actually playing trumpet on that track you just heard. Just ahead of that was a Moon Duo side project from, I was actually mistaken, that's Ripley from The Wooden Ships, a guitarist from The Wooden Ships. I believe he plays everything on there. That one is pretty limited. It's on the Sick Thirst label. I believe you just go to sickthirst.com. You can probably order it directly from them. Get it while it lasts. Wooden Ships, anything, tends to go out within a few weeks. So I would snatch that one up if you're a Ships fan or if you liked what you heard there. Coming up next, we have a brand new track by Parasails, which is Matt Mondenile, another side project from Matt Mondenile, also known as DuckTales. Getting a lot of hype there with a brand new LP on Not Fun. That's getting a lot of hype. He also has a band with a couple of his high school buddies based out of New Jersey. That band's called Real Estate. They have an amazing new 7-inch. I would pick that one up too. You can find it. That one's on Underwater Peoples. They have a full length coming out as well. I believe that's on the Woodsus label. But right now, this is Parasails, the brand new Parasails cassette. Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9. That was Dylan Ettinger from Toronto. That was taken from a brand new cassette on the El Tool label, which also released that Paracels that you heard just a little earlier there. That was it's a label based out of Indiana. I think we have a possible guest host taking over for Luke Meat coming up next. Who do we have here?
Well, it's Dave and Quentin. We normally do Chips With Everything, which is the British pop show on Sundays. We're filling in for Luke today. So it's going to be good.
You guys going to do some noise? Or?
Yeah. 90 minutes of, you know, all kinds of mad stuff. All right. It's going to be good.
Sounds good. I actually tried to get one of the hip-hop shows, but it just didn't happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of people after them.
Yeah, well... That's what happens when you're at the bottom of the totem pole. All right, we got a little excerpt from Women in Tragedy tape, which is also released on that El Tool label out of Indiana. You can get some of that stuff at ltool.org. I'd pick it up while you can. It's all very limited. We have the Luke Meat replacements coming up next.
We'll be right back.